Thank you for listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now here's a great clip from our show where we discuss with you our universe.
So the last story I want to get into, and thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. I hope we get more and more and more people hanging out with us. I see a couple people have popped in on YouTube. So what's up to you all? The last story I want to talk about in this episode of Believe is the movie Justice League. And you know, there was another movie, and Justice League is a movie that just came out. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 41%. Actually, it made almost $100 million at the box office. But the interesting thing about Justice League, I've seen a lot of these negative stories. What went wrong with the Justice League at the box office? I don't know what the deal with this is, because it made $93.9 million. So, and it's number one by a lot. And I saw another movie, you know, this Rotten Tomatoes, I go to it all the time. Do you guys go to Rotten Tomatoes? I look at the reviews, and some of them are really accurate. Like, I've seen some other movies that are like 50%, and they are terrible. It's true. Like, sometimes they are. But there's been a couple times where there are movies that are not terrible that get terrible reviews, and I start to wonder why. And actually, if you look at Justice League, audience score 83%. Tomato meter 41%. I think it used to be lower, like 36%. And the you know, another movie that was like this was the one with Tom Hanks. That was, oh my gosh, it was the one, the third one in the Da Vinci Code series, right? And in that movie they discussed, or it was about a mass population wipeout. Like, basically that the population was going to get wiped out, and Tom Hanks was trying to prevent that, and it was in Italy, and, you know, the Da Vinci Code was in Italy, so it has to do with the Vatican and things like that. And that movie got a really low rating, but I was in Vegas, and I just saw it by myself because I was like, what the hell? I got nothing else to do right now. I might as well check out a movie, right? So I saw this movie, and I was like, that, you know, Rotten Tomato gave it like a 30-something percent, and I'm like, that's actually a really good movie. Like, why is it getting a 30-something percent? And then, you know, so a week or two ago, we saw Thor, and on here, you see Thor got a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, right? Really high score, or high reviews. I saw it. It was terrible. I don't know. Like, maybe to kids, it would be good. It was really bad. I thought it was really bad. I thought it was trying to be like Guardians of the Galaxy, but it was too, I fell asleep, and then we left in Thor, and it got a 92%. So I was like, man, Justice League must really suck, because if Thor got a 92 and it was terrible, Justice League got a 41%. At the time, the rating was 30-something percent for Justice League. So, but I got this thing called MoviePass. By the way, MoviePass is interesting, and I thought it was a scam. It turns out it's not. You go to moviepass.com, it's like $9.95 a month, and there's an annual plan that's like, I think, $90 a year, which is like $7.50 a month. And basically, you can see unlimited 2D movies, and it's pretty amazing. So like, movies in Miami Beach here, they're like $13, and you can, for the price of half a movie a month, you can see a movie every day that's 2D. You still have to pay for IMAX or 3D. And actually, we did pay for Thor in 3D. And again, we fell asleep and then we left. But so I'm like, all right, I'll check out Justice League. If it sucks, I'll just leave, because I have MoviePass, so I'm not paying for it, right? So I go to the theater, go to Justice League. I don't know what to expect. I'm thinking it's probably bad, because sometimes they throw together like a bunch of heroes and maybe like Batman, the Batman with Bane in it was one of my favorite movies of all time. And when I was 13, I had those comic books, Nightfall, K-N-I-G-H-T, Nightfall. And it was a great movie, I thought, because it's real. Like the Batman movies with Christian Bale, at least. And it was just very real, very authentic, right? So I didn't know what to expect. So within 5 minutes of sitting down to see Justice League, I'm like, this is way better than Thor. Like within 5 minutes, I could just tell this is better than Thor. Why, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm still like, it got such a low rating. I'm like, what's wrong with this movie? Like, is it gonna get bad? Is it gonna get slow? No, it was really, really, really good. It was really good. And I'm going to tell you what I think is going on with some of these reviews. And I think what Rotten Tomatoes does is they report the reviews from mainstream media. And you know how that goes about, you know, the polls for the presidential election, you know, how that went. That was kind of all like incorrect. No matter who you wanted to win, the polls were off by a lot. Not even close. Actually, almost the opposite, right? I mean, actually, it was the opposite. So I'm thinking, like, why is this Tom Hanks, The Da Vinci Code, number 3? It said it was terrible, and it was actually really good. And then the Justice League, it said it was terrible, and it's really, really good. I mean, for me, Justice League was in the 90s in terms of a movie. And so you look at the storylines and like, oh, okay, so there, the Tom Hanks one with the Da Vinci Code, number 3, they were talking about a mass extinction where like a billionaire wants to save humanity by killing billions of people. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. So, and that's what the movie's about. And then they stop this guy from doing it. And so you see this plan, and that's actually like on the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia, which are real, like to depopulate the planet to 500 million. And there's some guy in England, a king or somebody that died, a prince, that also said like if he died, he'd want to come back as a virus so we could kill a lot of people to like save humanity. Now also like, my understanding is if everybody lived at the same population density as what Hong Kong, people in Hong Kong are living in, which is like 700 square feet apartment in a city, the entire population of the world right now could fit in Texas, like right now. So, which is what, 7 billion people? So if we lived like people live in Hong Kong, which is in a city, the entire population could fit in Texas right now. So, and when you drive across the United States, there's a lot of open land. Like, I don't think we need to kill billions of people. I just don't think we need to do it. And there are people, some people have said Bill Gates is into this depopulation agenda. And Ted Turner, maybe, you know, that's, I guess, who is possibly into the Georgia Guidestones. So the idea is like, does Rotten Tomatoes or the reviews that are behind Rotten Tomatoes, are they rating these movies low because they don't want you to see what they're actually disclosing in the movie? Because Da Vinci Code number 3, which is, it's called something else. It's called, you know, it's with Tom Hanks. It's the third one, the Da Vinci Code series. That was actually a good movie. The story was good. The action was good. Justice League is also actually a good movie. It's actually really good. And we'll get into what Justice League is about. You know, I'm not going to give every detail away, but we'll talk about some things that if you see it, definitely watch. My point is, like, I think some of these reviews are because some movies actually disclose a lot of truth. Another one I can tell you, I'm not sure what the reviews were, but Captain America 2, I think it was, Winter Soldier, which discusses false flags, like straight up. It's talking about false flags. And I don't think the mainstream media wants you to see some of these movies. I think they get rated poorly because people don't actually want you to, because the movies actually discuss things that are real. So we have audience score 83, tomato meter 41. Now in Justice League, what I think that the reason why I think that the mainstream media or whoever's behind this 41, why they rated it poorly so that people don't think it's good, because it actually discloses a lot of truth about really, I think, what's actually going on in the world. And a few notes that I made, things that if you see Justice League, which I highly recommend that you check it out, basically, let me grab my notes here. So it talks a lot about Satanism. I mean, it doesn't talk about it. Justice League is a movie, so there's stuff going on. But there's a satanic figure in the movie. And so in a way, it sort of exposes what could be going on with Satanism actually in our world right now. It also has, there are these beings in Justice League which feed on fear. So you can watch that. And actually, everything that has been kind of told, that I've come across, says that that's actually real, that there are beings that feed on fear. And if you just turn on your local news, you know, a lot of times we're being programmed with fear all the time. And there are beings that are feeding off of this fear. And so in Justice League, there are actually those beings feeding on fear specifically. And it's very interesting how it all ties together in the movie. And I could see why maybe people that know this is going on wouldn't want you to see Justice League. I really could. Another part of Justice League, which is interesting, there is a computer element, and there's sort of a cyborg element, and they're talking about it tapping into quote-unquote mother's energy from the satanic figure. That's what this, it's Steppenwolf is the satanic figure in Justice League. And he, one of the good guys in Justice League, was turned into this cyborg, right? So he, Steppenwolf, you know, can tell that this good guy can tap into the computer energy. And it's like Elon Musk has said, for example, that AI is like summoning the devil. Like, he's a respected guy in the tech community, and it's not just him that said this. You know, the mark of the beast, a lot of people say, is getting chipped. And, you know, there are chip parties now where employees are getting chipped. And, you know, and you're seeing, you slide your credit card in a chip reader now, and they're getting you ready for people to put their hands under there with chips. And who controls the internet with those chips are going to be connected to, right? That's the beginning. That's the beginning. So in the movie Justice League, there are elements of basically a computer godlike energy that's like technology, which is associated with Satan. And I think that is that people, there's certain people that want that information suppressed, because I think that's actually what's going on. I guess in the Bible it talks about promise of all knowledge, and that's sort of associated with Satanism. Again, we don't know everything, so what we think all knowledge is only maybe in this universe, in this realm. We're not just these human bodies right now. We're not just this life. So if we get plugged into this all knowledge thing and we get turned into robots and associated with Satan or somebody promising us all knowledge, we're actually probably missing so much else that's outside of this life. And if you look at the near-death experience studies and what people describe, I don't think we need to just get trapped into a sort of a computer system. And so Justice League actually really, I wasn't expecting this at all. I had no idea what it would be about, but it was a really great movie because it went over a lot of these issues. And so I think that the reason why it got a low rating, and I was even thinking when I first saw it, I was in the theater like, oh man, this probably will suck. It got like at the time a 36%, now it's 41%. And it was really great. It was actually like one of my favorite movies. I mean, it was really up there. I liked Avatar. I saw it in a huge IMAX screen. Avatar, it was beautiful when it first came, you know, first came out. It was amazing on a really, really big screen. And I loved the second Batman with Bane and Christian Bale. Really one of my favorite movies. And then, you know, this one is right up there. Really good movie. So sometimes these reviews, I think, are affected by other interests. You know, people may be suppressing some information or they don't want people to see it. But I want to know what you guys think. You know, these are just ideas. On Believe, of course, and our website is www.believe.love. Let me pull it up right here. www.believe.love. We got more people coming in the chat. How you doing? We're gonna put this episode up live for all of you guys. So we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. By the way, our YouTube is youtube.com/believeloves you. We're up to almost 4,000 subscribers. So you join the community when you hang out with us, you chat, send me an email, believe@believe.love. We're getting more emails and spread the links. I mean, we want to help you to find your truth, to believe in yourself, and to achieve success. So you can get us on at Facebook at facebook.com/believeloveyou and iTunes, believeiTunes.com, Twitter.com/believeloveyou, and Android is believeandroid.com. You'll get over to Stitcher so you can get the audio versions as well. So, you know, it's really been an honor hanging out with you guys tonight. We're getting more watchers here at the end of the night. So I hope you guys are doing good out there watching. Again, my Michigan Wolverines, I played football for them. They lost to Ohio State today. It was tough. It was tough. They had a chance, but they lost. We need to pull it together. You know, the last time that we won, I was on the team. We haven't beaten Ohio State in a long time. But I don't think I'm not going to say it was because of me. Necessarily. I'm small and white, but I played on the team. It was good. So, thank you for joining us on Believe. I really want you to succeed. We want to try to bring different perspectives to everybody and try to present, more alternative media and other viewpoints, and also send love to all the people that might be screwing us over. I mean, send forgiveness and love as much as possible. I certainly need to do it. I had tough times today, man. Did anybody have a tough day out there where I was like bitching and just feeling like hell and just angry? People were just irritating the crap out of me. And I had to look at myself and look at that pain that was coming up, that anger, and just examine it. Like, what the hell's going on with me? And actually just let that feeling just go and let it out. And then I felt better and it helped me because now I could do this show tonight. So we're going to try to make these better and better, these shows, and get better guests. We have hundreds of free videos at believe.love, interviews with so many cool people. And I hope that you enjoy it. And it's an honor to be with you. So thank you very much. And I look forward to speaking with you again. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Thank you for joining us on Believe.